Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, once again with Pat.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm still here, I guess.
Gonna be around for a while. Back on the road again, and we use this time well, because we use this time to connect up, talk.
Question.
Throw things around that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Hey, we're all in this thing. We're all living this life. And we're figuring it out as we go. You know, one thing, you know, Pat and I were talking about a little earlier today is the fact that, look, all of us are figuring this thing out as we walk with Christ.
Yep.
And, you know, when people start acting like they've got everything figured out and they've got the I's dotted and the T's crossed, no. Every person in this life has incomplete information. The only one that knew everything, the only one that had all the pieces together, is Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
So otherwise, the rest of it, you know, we know in part. We know the part that God's allowed us to see and understand. But there's a lot of it we don't know, we don't understand. You know, even Daniel in chapter 12 of, you know, the book of Daniel, you know, they were just like, look, seal it up. You know, this isn't for you right now. This is for those that will come at the end. And this is a knowledgeable guy. It's the guy getting the word from the Lord. But you got to know the part that you play, and you got to know your role in that part. But, you know, if you don't have all the answers, well, join the club.
You know what? You're right. If you don't know, if you don't have all the answer, join the club. It's interesting because, you know, we talk about Daniel and the other time we did a talk, we talked about Jesus. You know, some of those guys were disappointed, right? They were disappointed. They were appointed like we are appointed, ultimately. And it's one of those things to know when. My question, I guess, is like, when you know God's calling you to do it, you do it. But when is it time to be done with it and not continue on with it? Because I think a lot of people, they're part of a ministry, they're part of something, and they do it for 20, 30, 15 years. But the time was already up a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it just continuing the same thing. It's like they forgot that, you know what? Maybe God doesn't want me to do that anymore. Maybe it's for me to do something else. You know, like we get caught up, especially like in America. You know, God called me to be a pastor. And, you know, you join a church and you know, you go through that motion and you go through the, it's more than emotion. It's, you know, you go to you know, your time there. Some people go to seminary. You learn more about the gospel, the Bible, and you know, and you get to get the Holy Spirit suck out of you. Because now you're more intellectual.
Now you can graduate.
Now you can graduate. Although, all the apostles never really went to school for it. Anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you're part of a church, you start with a ministry, and then you move up, and then after a while you become senior pastor. You become senior pastor of a church, and you do that for 20-some years, whatever it is, time. And then at the end of your life, you're like, man, I served the Lord for this many years and days. I've done the Lord's work. Maybe your time was just really 1 year, and that was it.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to go work in the bank and minister to the people that came and invest with the bank.
Maybe
that was it.
Yeah.
That was it, man. That was your time.
And you missed it because you went for a form of godliness that denied the power thereof.
Yeah, and it's really unbelievable to see sometimes, like, you know, some of the people that are in the church. Because, you know, I honestly believe that we are the church, you know. Our church is international.
Yeah.
From time to time, we get to meet each other, hang out with one another. We get, you know, share food with one another. From time to time, if one of the brothers needs something, we just send him to whatever he needs, whatever resources it is. And then, you know, we kind of help out each other like that. We don't have this formal thing of every week tied into my church. You know, I would honestly doubt that if you ever have a message about tidings, just, you know, we need to tie more to fake mix or...
No, that's not happening.
It's like our church is all over the world and we just uplift one another for free.
Yeah, no, freely we receive, freely we give, you know, and it's like, and that's the way that, you know, that's what's been put on our heart as we've gone forward with this thing. And God has found the way and the resources and everything to keep us going and keep us online and keep us pushing through all the challenges and putting the word out. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, this is part of just the expression of the faith that we live. That, you know, this is just part of it. You know, here it is. It is what it is.
Yep.
And people take it for what it is. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, that's fine too. But, you know, how do we make good decisions? This is, you know, a sub-point under the larger category of how now do we live? You know, how now do we live in a world that's at animosity towards the things of God, that's contrary to the things of God, flesh that is wired, you know, against the things of the spirit, and a world system that's gradually but surely encroaching more and more on people in their lifestyles, their decisions, their ability to make choices that are, you know, in line with what the Spirit of God would have for them. And, you know, in the middle of that, here we are. You know, we do want the will of God. We really do. You know, when it comes to the end of the day, you know, with the, I mean, for the team that's part of Faith Mix, you know, for us, our thing was we want the will of God. You know, that's what we want. Now, have we done this perfectly? No. You know, but have we stayed consistent with that desire? Yes. You know, and God has continued to help us, carry us through, move us forward, show us the way, encourage us in this path so that, you know, what ends up happening at the close of it is His will is truly done. Now, you're making a good decision, making a godly decision. You know, it does get tougher when you're not in a place of prayer. It does get tougher when you're not in the Word. It does get tougher when you don't have godly counsel around you. It does get tougher to make a good decision because, you know, the world doesn't take a break. Your flesh doesn't take a break. The spirits that are at animosity towards the things of God, they don't take a break either. So, you know, as those things are pushing you in a certain direction, you know, it's like, how do you make a good decision? Now, if you genuinely want the will of God, He's going to show you. But, you know, that will also is as it pertains to His plan and purpose for your life. Because you are an individual. And as an individual, you have to hear God's voice for yourself. And if you don't hear God's voice for yourself, you're going to get in trouble. Because groupthink is very comfortable. Groupthink is where other people say, okay, this is what God's plan is, and this is what it's going to be, and here's your role in it, and here's what you can do about it. And people fall into line. That's the bulk of the organized churches are like that. It's groupthink. So one man gives the marching orders, and everybody else jumps in, and they do what they're told. And they believe by their loyalty to a system that they're now doing service, spiritual service, and things unto God. And they're not. Because God calls people out, but they won't let them go. You know, I remember in the book of Acts that, you know, early leadership of one of the first churches in Antioch. I mean, right away, God sends out 40% of their leadership. 40% of their leadership he sends on extended missions. How often does that happen nowadays? I'm not talking about the weekend down to Mexico to go build a house. He sent them out, and they traveled, and they did what God told them to do. People can't do that in the systems that they have today because they're bound in. So, you know, the boldness to be able to hear what God is saying and then to act on that, even when it doesn't seem like the right way, and even when it doesn't seem like the path that... even when it doesn't seem like this is the path, but you got to know for yourself, this is the right path. So how do you make that decision? How do you make that choice? How do you stay on track with the Spirit? And that's something that Pat and I have been tossing around, because, you know, we want to make those right decisions. We want to make those right choices. But, you know, frankly, there's not a lot of good role models in this world. There's not a lot of people that have done it right. But there are people that have done some good things. And there are people that have... You can see the hand of God on their lives, and you want to know. So, you know, those are just some things we've been throwing around back and forth.
You know, I first of all, I just love hearing Govinda speak, because it's refreshing, you know, and... it's good, and I'm not saying I just to tap him in the back. It's mostly because it stirs my spirit. It makes me really think about certain things, right? You know, when you read the word, you know, you read about Zacchaeus, that little short guy. The one good decision he made in his life, it was to climb on that tree.
Yeah.
And to want to see who was coming in town. He climbed on a tree. A man like Zacchaeus climbed on a tree because he was short and he wanted to see. And you know what? It was maybe by curiosity. Maybe he was just wondering, like, man, who is this guy everybody's talking about? Let me climb on a tree so I can see him. And ultimately, he got noticed. I'm sure there's other people that climb on trees when Jesus was walking in different places, different villages. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jesus, like, never saw them. But he saw him. He saw him. And his life was totally changed. Totally changed. Because he did what? He climbed on the tree. And I like that because it's like, sometimes we can do a measly thing like he did, climbing on a tree. It could just be the, you know what? Today I'm just going to go to the coffee shop and read a book, you know, read a book or something, you know. And just the fact that we make that decision and you read something that really impacts you, you know, it could be in a word, or it could be just in a newspaper, whatever. And it changes your life.
Yeah.
It literally changes the course of your life.
You know, and the thing about Zacchaeus going on the tree path is just his desire to get close to Jesus.
Yeah.
His desire to see Jesus. His desire in the situation that he was in and the circumstance that he had to work with, being short, can't see through the crowd. It's like, I don't care what it takes. I got to be close to Jesus. I got to see what's going on here. I want that. You remember the guys that cut the hole in the roof too?
Yep.
And they let their friend down? You know, the friend was sick. The guy was, he had the palsy. But he couldn't move. And he had, I mean, talk about good friends. You know, he had good friends. And they put him on a mat. They cut a hole in the roof. They dug a hole in the roof. And they lowered this guy down. Can you imagine that? I mean, here's your friends. You can't move. They put you on a mat. They had to probably have tied it off on the four corners or something, or put him in maybe even a zip bag or something.
And it wasn't comfortable either.
And it wasn't comfortable. And they carried him up onto the roof.
And they cut somebody else's roof.
And they cut holes in somebody.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stop now. I would have been so upset.
But they cut a hole in the roof of somebody else's house. Just to lower this guy, to get him close to Jesus. and then lowering the guy to get him close to Jesus, and Jesus just seeing, look, their whole desire is to be close to me. From that point on, the miracle happens.
But look at the dynamic. Cause so many times we read those stories, and we're like, oh, that's, you know, that's cool, that's okay. Oh, we just passed by that. But Jesus is speaking in somebody's house. House is packed. You know, it could be hot, cold, whatever. It's packed with people, so it's gonna be warm. Somebody that you don't know decides to make a hole in your roof to get in your house. People that do that, usually they try to steal something out of you, or kids that just do that for fun and pull a prank. This guy on a stretcher goes through the roof. He gets healed. Now just think about the people around. Just think about the guy, the person, whoever house it was. He's like, man, I was mad about 3 minutes ago, and now I'm full of joy, and I'm glad they cut that hole in my roof. Cut more holes if that's gonna happen.
Yeah. We can fix the roof.
Yeah. So it's pretty amazing to when you think about the circumstances. I really like to, like, when I read the word, and I honestly love to speak about the circumstances, because we gotta think about that, like how big that was.
Yeah.
Man.
But you know what too? I mean, they knew what was there, and they knew what they had with Christ. And the thing that they said to themselves is, you know what? No matter what it takes, we got to get here. We got to get close to him. We got to be, because they knew that was where their miracle was. You know, they knew that was where their answer was. You know, it wasn't anywhere else. And they knew that if they did not cut that hole in that roof, you know, they wouldn't reach him.
Yeah.
And their friend would stay in that same position. And Jesus responded to their faith. You know, so, I mean, it's that step in the right direction. Same with the prodigal son. You know, that step in the right direction. He just, the moment that he realized that he was in the wrong place, and it says in scriptures that he came to himself. You know, when he was eating with the pigs, and he came to himself, and he understood in that moment, he understood that this is the wrong place. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be eating with the pigs. And when he realized, you know what, in the position that he was in, even the servants in his father's household were better taken care of. And that, in and of itself, he was like, you know what, I shouldn't be here. And when we realize we shouldn't be here, and you take that step towards Christ, he meets you. You know, that's the thing that's so cool in that story, is that when the father sees him so far off, but he's coming in the right direction, he runs to meet him. You know, and as long as we choose to go the other way, as long as we choose to step in another place, as long as our desire is to go away from the Father, he's not going to come to us. But if your desire is to go with him and to move towards him, and you seek out for him, you reach out for him, you ask him, Lord Jesus, you got to help me. If you ask him that, he will meet you right there, because he knows. He knows the heart that is for him, and he knows the heart that's against him. He knows the heart that wants his will, and he knows the heart that has hardened itself to his voice and his will and doesn't want him. And, you know, his will is going to be done. So, you know, it's now, in this life we will have trouble. Jesus promised us that. But he also promises that we overcome when we remain in him. So remaining in him is the challenge of the day. It is part of what we're called to. Called to be overcomers. Called to make good choices and good decisions. Yeah, you know, and it's not an easy thing, because you know what too? There's a lot of voices in this world. There's a lot of people with a lot of opinions and a lot of choices that are out there. But you got to decide. And you got to decide, and you got to walk and live with the choices that you make, be they good or be they bad. Consequences are what you live with. So, you know, how now do you live is always a question. You know, how now do you choose? How now do you decide? Do you go left? Do you go right? You know, I remember when I was graduating college, and I got offered some good jobs. I finished a good degree, got offered some good jobs. Normal way to go. And people, you know, a lot of people are like, yeah, go for it. This is a good thing. But God had spoken to my heart, and I remember. And now I look back, you know, following Him, seeking His will, going where He was telling me to go, and what's happened and what's taken place since then. It's pretty amazing. But that was His will. You know, and I look back now, I do not regret not taking the jobs out of college. I just put it like that. I do not regret that. But it wasn't easy, because there's times where you struggle. There's times where you doubt. There's times where you wonder what's going on. There's times where it doesn't make much sense. And while you believe and you trust Him, it's still not easy. While you believe and you look to Him, it's still not a smooth road. It's still rocky. It's still you still get banged up. You still encounter the difficulties that are part of this walk. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay, because you know He's with you in all of this. And He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's always going to carry you through. The difficulty comes when we try to do things in our own strength. The difficulty comes when we stop being open to the leading and the directing and the guiding of the Spirit of God, and when we start looking to our own devices, our own interests, our own carnal understanding and thinking. That's when it gets hard. Because if you go down that line, that's when it's going to get hard. You don't want to make a choice apart from the Spirit of God. You don't want to make a choice away from what it is that He's speaking and away from His people. You want God's will. And in the process of wanting God's will, it's going to be challenged. But that's why you continue to pray, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Because when you pray that and when you submit to that, you're open for it. And when you're open for it, now it can happen. If you're not open for it, you're never going to have it. So, you know, here's the thing. Don't worry. Because when you worry, it's because you think there's something you have to do about it. And it's not. What we do is we seek Him. We trust Him. We look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And in looking to Him, He will make things clear. And sometimes you just got to wait. Sometimes you just got to stay still and go with the last instructions that God gave you. You know, sometimes people wonder, they're like, okay, you wonder what God is telling them to do. Well, what was the last thing He told you to do? Well, do that last thing that you know He told you to do and finish that and complete that. Because chances are, if you complete that, you're ready for the next thing. And He's going to make it clear to you. So, anyways, just a quick word of encouragement, you guys. In making choices, making decisions, you know, we will continue to put things out there as we're enjoying the reuniting on the island nation of Sri Lanka. So, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. We'll catch up with you again really soon. All right.
Amen. Bye.